Hey, everybody, Brian Davis here. It's Longhorn Confidential time. It's Texas OU week. We are grinding to game day. Almost there. Kirk, Seth, and Danny are here. Let's talk about it, boys. Spencer Rattler, one of the top 10 run defenses in the country. Texas is going to see it all. State Fair, corny dogs. I can sense your excitement. Look at these faces. Okay, well, let me rephrase that. Guys, I appreciate you being here. Thank you for sharing your time with us today. See, Danny's already rolling his eyes. What are you guys most excited about for this weekend?
The end of the game. I'm excited about the end of the game because we're going to be on a tight deadline and we're going to have to get it in. It's print day on Saturday. We're going to be in the Sunday paper, baby. And we got to get the duck to the Cowboy game. And you know, he's got to have like 5-6 power naps between the Longhorns and the Cowboys. So we're going to be busy. But seriously, I'm looking forward to the quarterback matchup. I that's what I've been writing about this week. And I think Casey Thompson has the stuff that it's going to take to pull this upset this weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Casey. You always love to see a quarterback in his first action in an arena like this, in this atmosphere. I liked what said when you asked Sark about what he remembered about his first start in college at BYU. And he said, well, I wasn't very good. So, you know, he looked at every start as big. And this is the measuring stick for Casey and this Texas team. There's no doubt about it. Where are they? And Brian, like you asked about incremental change. And thanks for bringing up Arkansas, Brian, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I guess he wanted some humility. He's like, will you stop? Was he berating you, Brian? Or was he generally appreciative?
No, I think he was definitely getting a dig in, no doubt.
He was poking. He was poking you. Yeah. So anyway, said it keeps them all humble besides this 3-game winning streak. But like Ted said, I'm looking forward to Casey. How does he handle it? Does he not get too high? And you know they're going to want to stop Bijan, hold him to 50 yards or less. But the combination of, you know, Peyton and Franco and Jim Brown and Barry Sanders, you know, it's going to be hard to keep him down. So, but Casey is the focal point when you get past Bijan. Danny?
I'll just say this about Steve's comments in the press conference. Lose to Oklahoma. We won't be talking about Arkansas anymore. I can guarantee
that. But, right.
Good point.
I just think
there's
a lot of fun storylines, I think, at this game. Obviously, you have Casey. You have Spencer Rattler. That's a fun quarterback battle. I think the running back battle with Bijan and Kennedy Brooks, that's fun. You have the Suns. You know, obviously, Casey Thompson, as Brian's writing about this week, and his dad, you know, Luke Brockmeyer's dad, obviously played in this game. Drake Stoops, who caught the touchdown, winning touchdown pass last year, obviously his dad is very familiar with this rivalry. So I just think there's a lot of, you know, fun little angles. It's going to be fun to see that stadium filled up all the way. We were all there last year, and it just did not look the same having it half full and having one corny dog line outside open. So, I mean, it's going to be a lot funner just to – and fun is not a word, but it's going to be a lot more fun to kind of have things back to normal and see a good football game with the State Fair and all that pomp and circumstance.
You know what's really going to be fun? This is the first road trip where the four big dogs are going to be in the same stadium. Give me some of that. That's what I've been waiting for all year long. I'm going to be with my boys. And that's what, for me, The fun part of this job is working with my buddies and going to events like this. And like Daniel just said, the Cotton Bowl is going to be filled up and it's going to be much better than last year. And I'm thinking this is the last time we all four were at a game on the road, I think, was Dallas last year because I didn't go to the Alamo Bowl.
See, folks, that's Sed's way of saying LFG, okay? Let's bleep and go, right? That's as excited as he gets. But, you know, the thing about it, and Sark is going to learn this. Sark is going to learn this come Saturday, is that the Oklahoma game is a major milestone in any Texas season. and it defines the narrative going both going past and going forward. I mean, because Danny's right. If he loses to Oklahoma, he's going to have a lot more problems than Arkansas questions. But if he wins, okay, now Arkansas is officially off the board, and now this and now the narrative is, can Texas put its all gas, no brakes all the way to Arlington, right? I mean, that is the major importance of this bowl game right here in the middle of the season.
This game, if they can beat Oklahoma, it shows they've arrived. And,
yes.
And maybe arrived early. But you know, we all, I think we agree, OU's very vulnerable. You know, they got a great front seven, but their offensive line's a little shaky. And as much praise as Sark dished out to Spencer Rattler, he went from Heisman favorite to probably Heisman also ran. Now, maybe this can catapult him back into that Heisman discussion where Bijan Robinson already lives. But, you know, just there's just so much at stake, you know, in this ball game. You lose this. Yeah, you can still get to Arlington with the one loss to Oklahoma, but two losses, the fan base looks okay. Well, maybe not that much has changed. And are we going back to the Alamo Bowl or Texas Bowl or wherever? It'll puncture that balloon if they do lose to a, not a mediocre Oklahoma, but a subpar Oklahoma compared to recent Sooner teams.
Mm-hmm. Don't upset Danny with that Alamo Bowl talk. It's a little early for that.
That was for his benefit, Ted. He loves the Alamo Bowl. He's the mayor of San Antonio. Maybe not. Where do you want to go, Danny?
Anywhere but San Antonio.
Danny's in that Riverwalk. Just
gonna start calling you Charles Barkley.
I'll go to my backyard.
Ripping essay.
Yeah, right, exactly.
San Antonio, but I prefer not to go back there.
Are there any keys to this game that we're not talking about, you think, that we're not emphasizing enough? Xavier Worthy? You know Xavier Worthy, he's planning on going off. You know him, his ego, his drive,
his ability. He took a step back last week.
You know he wants to make a statement. In this.
X dropped a couple of passes.
What was that about?
I don't know, but he missed some catches that he's been making routinely, and I think he had those eyes turned upfield because he's looking for that yak. But yeah, he's got to reset and get back going. He's just, you know, he's a kid, and but the area I think that no one's talking about is special teams, and there's always seems to be a big special teams play in this game,
right?
Whether it's Jordan Shipley returning that kickoff or touchdown when they're down 14-3 or something like that. So I think that there's going to be one or two pivotal plays on special teams. And he mentioned young Keelan Robinson, who's been a playmaker. Deshaun Jameson, I think, is due for a breakout special teams game. So
I agree.
If Texas is lucky, he won't be returning too many kickoffs this weekend. Though I do feel like this is going to be a shootout.
Go ahead, Danny.
I say, you know, Deshaun, obviously on special teams, but I'm a lot more interested to see how he does at his cornerback spot. You know, we have seen D.D. Westbrook go for 200-some yards against his secondary a couple years ago. We saw CeeDee Lamb being a human pinball machine a few years ago, and three touchdowns, 170 yards. I mean, Marvin Mims is a very good receiver, and someone on the secondary is going to have to lock him down if Texas is going to be successful, because, you know, they've given up some big yards and big games to these Oklahoma receivers. They're going to need to clamp down. And also that offensive line with Denzel Okafor out, probably Andres Carrick in, and Derek Kirchsitter moving over. They're going to need to, you know, Steve said today, like, the Oklahoma defense kind of revolves around that front and those guys up front getting pressure. So they're going to need to, you know, stop those guys. A couple years ago, Oklahoma got 9 sacks in this game. And, you know, poor Sam was on his back for most of the afternoon. So that battle in trenches and the battle on the outside with the cornerbacks versus the Oklahoma receivers, that's what I'm paying attention to this weekend.
Yeah, you're right, Danny. They've had 15 sacks in the last two meetings, Oklahoma has. So huge key, huge key.
Me personally, I think this is the week that Texas hits a couple of deep shots. I mean, look, that has been a major focus this whole season. KC has not thrown it well deep. Let's call it for what it is. I'm not saying that they just bomb away, right? But I bet I'm going to go with two. I'm going to go with two 30-yard plus pass plays as my prop bet for this week. And one of them will be Joshua Moore, the guy that everyone has been dying to see him contribute in some kind of way. I think that there's a mean reversion trade here a little bit. He's been sidelined and on the sides for too long. He makes a huge play. Whittington also makes a big play, and I think Xavier eats him up in that short to middle range category.
Yeah, I worry about the pass protection, like we just talked about the 15 sacks. I don't know if Casey's going to have time to, you know, let those long passes develop. So it to me, it looks more like a check down kind of game, because with Whittington and Bijan Robinson and maybe Roshan and probably the short and intermediate game, because I don't know if he's going to have the time to throw deep. Okay, are you guys expecting some Sark trick plays? He hadn't been a trick play guy. I don't think we've seen anything this year, have we? That would term a trick play?
He's been saving it for sooner. There's going to be a couple of trick plays this week.
The only thing we've seen that meets the definition of trickeration is running Roshan in motion, having him duck right under center against TCU. I think that was on the goal line,
right?
I think. That was that. Speaking of short to intermediate, we got to keep this one short. We're under a little bit of a time constraint today because, boys, I'm about to jump on Reddit and get some of that Ask Me Anything action. Danny, you all over that? You excited for that? You going to log on and read?
The barbershop. I wish you
okay.
Luck. I can
see why he needs to go to the barbershop.
You look like you just got back.
I know. Yeah. I know. Let's not finish on a high note there. Let's go around the horn. We got to make our picks. All right, fellas. Danny, we'll start with you. Who are you picking this week?
I've said this for a while. Oklahoma is the king until someone knocks them off, and I will pick against Oklahoma. I will be late to the party as opposed to early. So I'm picking the Sooners.
Zed?
Oh, there's a 44, screen
41 Longhorns. Hook them. They're coming.
A screen saver right there.
Horns up. That's a screenshot for sure. Kirk, yeah. Who you got?
Hey, well, Oklahoma's been dominating. They've won three in a row, 9 of 12. But this isn't the same old Oklahoma, and I don't think it's the same old Texas. So I'm going to go with Casey Thompson and ride him and Steve Sark making a statement on a national level. I got Texas winning 27-24.
That's fascinating. I am 100% with Danny. Oklahoma is the king until they get knocked off. But.
Uh-oh.
Oh, blow them horns up. Get them horns up. I think this is the week
that
the odds change. I think Texas wins a very, very – what will be a very exciting game and a very exciting atmosphere. I think that the post-pandemic game is going to be just incredible from a fan perspective. And, yeah, I think Texas pulls it out this time.
Corny dogs, here we come.
Corny dogs, here we come. Reddit, here I come. Get ready.
What's Reddit? Dallas. Tell me what is Reddit?
I don't know. I have to log on to find out, quite frankly. Exactly. But Dallas, get ready.
Is that what someone says when a friend goes, did you see the Bulls column this morning?
Yeah. No, I didn't read it. Oh, no, it's Reddit. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it. Dallas, get ready. The statesman is coming. We are coming. Texas and Oklahoma are coming. It's going to be awesome. We'll see you guys Saturday. You can read everything at hook'em.com. We'll have all kinds of pregame coverage and postgame as well. You know where to find it. Hook'em.com is part of the Statesman. For Kirk, Danny, and Sed, we'll talk to you next time.